Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. So far this week, we've been talking about having a heart of gratitude and being thankful. I started out with sharing how important it is that we learn to teach our children, our families, good manners. It's right that they learn to say, please, may I have something? Oh, thank you. Pardon me. Excuse me. Things like that. It's important that they learn to know those things. It's important that we learn to be a thankful person, to have a heart of gratitude. It has everything to do with having eternal life in Christ. The Bible calls us to be thankful people. We also spoke about how the children of Israel were ungrateful after they came into the land of Canaan. God had given them clear direction that they were to not forget him. But in their unthankfulness, they soon forgot God and took for granted those things, the blessings that they enjoyed, and they forgot God. We live in America, very wealthy nation. In fact, it's the wealthiest nation in the world. And I think that we have some lessons to learn to be grateful, to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and all our strength, not forget God, but to be thankful, thankful for the blessings that we enjoy. God does pity us as his children, those that believe in him. He remembers our frame. He remembers that we are dust, and he does pity us. We also spoke about how the unthankful folks are listed together with those in the last days in the New Testament that are blasphemers and proud and covetous and lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And it is my heart to share with you through this, to teach us to see life from a different perspective and to create within every one of us a keen awareness of the presence of God in our lives every day. And also to have a consciousness of all that he does for us every day. God does many, many, many things for us throughout a day. But many times we need to have our eyes open to them and recognize them. God is in the habit of blessing those that fear him. Many times we don't see it. But I want to have all of us to learn to see them, recognize them, but then thank God for them when you see them. That's crucial. Yesterday I said, God dwells within the heart of every believer. How does that look to you? What does that look like to you on a daily basis? How do you experience God dwelling with you every day? And I realize that there are different answers to that question, but my objective was to at least show us one way that we can experience God in our lives every day. And then I gave you the illustration of, well, imagine what it would be like to have a father that would come to you on a daily basis, place his arm on your shoulder and bless you with kind, loving words of encouragement and affirmation. You know, our Heavenly Father does that. Oh, yes, he does. And you can experience that. What would it be like to have a father that pities you when you make a mistake, you make a bad choice? And then we have to suffer the consequences of that choice. But then you have a father that comes right alongside of you and walks with you through the difficult consequences and helps you bear that burden. That's amazing. Imagine a father like that. I'm telling you, God does that for you. God does that for those that fear him. That's who he is. Please believe it. I dare you to believe that. And I wish, it's my heart, that everyone that professes godliness would experience God that way. You can. Believe me, you can. Those things can be a reality in your life. And I've said before that every person needs affirmations in their life. That's critical to a meaningful life. Seeing and recognizing the everyday little things as well as the great things that God does for us and thanking him for them will help us see and recognize the affirmations that God gives us too. I want to repeat that. Seeing and recognizing the everyday little things, as well as the great things that God does for us, and thanking Him for them will help us to see and recognize the affirmations that God gives us too. Learn to see and recognize the little things that God does for you every day. I'm telling you, they abound. God does loads of things for us every day. And as you learn to see and recognize those things and then give thanks for them right there, you will recognize more and more and more of them. I'll give you a few examples. You're going about your day, and suddenly you remember you were going to return a phone call from someone and you had forgotten it. No, you didn't remember it. God brought that back to you. He gave you that thought. Sometimes I would be driving down the road, my thoughts on the job or the work ahead of me, and suddenly, quote unquote, I remembered to call someone I had forgotten I was supposed to call them. You know, folks, I've learned, oh no, I didn't just remember that. God gave that to me. That was something my Father, my Heavenly Father, did for me. He put that thought into my mind, oh, you were supposed to call so-and-so. And I've learned to say, oh, thank you, God. Thank you for reminding me. Folks, I didn't used to do that. I'd go through the end of my day and I wouldn't even give it a second thought. I was so glad that I remembered to do that. Oh, no, I didn't remember to do that. God gave me that memory, that thought. You need to call them. And I've learned as I experience those things throughout my day, that's what God did for me. Don't take the credit for something God does for you. Too often we do that. Oh, I just remembered. I forgot something. Oh, no, you didn't remember that. My friend, God put that thought in your mind. Don't take credit for it. God put that thought in your mind. We remembered that. No, really, God put it there. Aren't you so grateful that God gave you that thought? Now you can go back, go get it, and you can go about your day. Oh, what a blessing. Stop right there and breathe a prayer of thanks to God. God gave you that. Here's another one. You're sewing up a new dress, ladies, and everything just went together. No sewing and ripping, sewing and ripping, sewing and ripping. It just goes together, and you finish it in good time. Wow. I had such a good day. That thing just went together. It was such a lucky thing. Oh, no, it wasn't. You stop right there and thank your Heavenly Father for doing that for you. God does those things. He pities you. He had mercy on you. He had compassion on you. He loved you. He gave you that gift. That thing just went together. You didn't have to sew and rip and sew and rip. You better thank God for that. God gave that to you. That's another one. Well, I have more. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Let's learn, folks, to be thankful and grateful people. God bless your day.